All right, I'm here with Peter Moore, and we've got some news today. Peter, tell us what we've announced.
Well, Larry, we're improving certain customer policies today. Specifically, while we're maintaining our one-year console warranty, which, as you know, is 2 years in some countries, Microsoft has extended the terms of its Xbox 360 warranty to 3 years for certain general hardware failures, which are indicated by the three flashing red lights on the console. I think you're very familiar with that, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
This will apply to new and existing customers and will retroactively pay back the out-of-warranty repair costs paid by customers for console problems that are indicated by this three flashing red light problem.
That's pretty big news, Peter. Yeah. Why?
Well, you know what, Larry? Over the last few months, we've experienced a number of repairs to the Xbox 360 console that is, quite frankly, unacceptable. Following a thorough investigation into the issue and with our ongoing testing that we're always doing, we've identified several factors that can cause general hardware failures indicated by this three flashing red lights on the console itself. We've already made improvements to the console to address this, and by offering this specific three-year warranty, we want to show that Microsoft stands behind its products and is taking responsibility to ensure a great Xbox customer experience.
Peter, specifically, what is the warranty and how does it differ from what we're doing today or what we've done previously?
Well, currently, Larry, as I think you know, any Xbox 360 is covered by a one-year manufacturer's warranty and, again, 2 years in some parts of the world, depending on where you are. Now, if the console is out of warranty, there is a $139 charge to have it repaired. It then comes with an additional one-year repair warranty. With these changes, there is effectively a three-year warranty with no charge for repair for the general hardware failures indicated by the three flashing red lights error message on the console itself.
Is this new warranty retroactive to the date of purchase or 3 years from now? How does that work?
It's from the date of purchase. So when you purchase it, you have 3 years from that point. And it covers the general hardware failures indicated by the three flashing red lights, as I said. Now, this applies to both new and previously sold consoles.
I think you pretty much addressed this earlier on, but I just want to be clear. Is this a global issue?
Oh, sure, it's a global issue. Yeah, I mean, we look at this not just as a U.S. event, but the policies that we're doing are global. We're in 37 to 40 countries now, and mm-hmm. we need to make sure that this is done globally. Now, it's going to take us a few days, as you can imagine, to roll this up out around the world, certainly within our customer service agent centers. But, yes, it's truly global.
And when does this policy happen?
So these new policies are now being instituted in our customer service centers, as I said, and it's going to take a few days. So I ask everybody to bear with us because, as you can imagine, it's pretty complex.
Yeah, it sounds it. I guess the question that I want to ask is, is there any health or safety issues here?
No, none whatsoever. Okay. I want to assure everybody that owns an Xbox 360 that this is no way related at all to any sort of product safety issue.
So, Peter, if I already paid for a warranty in the past, do I get a refund?
Yeah, we'll reimburse any customer who was out of warranty and paid for repairs that were caused by the three flashing red lights error message. It's going to take us a little while, so you should expect to receive a check within the next, let's say, 10 to 12 weeks.
So, Peter, this one's pretty rough, but, you know, why didn't we do something sooner?
Larry, it's a really, really complicated problem. It took us a while to do a ton of testing to isolate certain things and determine patterns. You want to do this once and you want to do it properly. So as more consoles entered the marketplace and we were able to identify some of these trends and really identify the fact that they had become statistically relevant. So we had amassed a ton of data on this, and it's taken us a little while, but we're doing the right thing by the consumer.
So, Peter, this is a lot of news here. How do you feel about it?
Well, I think the important thing that everybody needs to bear in mind here is this: we're doing the right thing for the customer. As you know, probably better than anybody, there's been a lot of noise around this in the past weeks, if not months, and it has taken us a little while, as I mentioned earlier, to gather all the data. But our primary concern here is making sure we do good by the Xbox 360 customer. They're a loyal and passionate bunch, and we want to make sure that if they do have any problems, certainly related to the three flashing red lights, that we take care of them immediately. So this is a tough day for us because of the complexity of the issue, but I like to think that we're going to be able to take care of a lot of problems that some people have had we feel real bad about.
That's great news. Thanks, Peter. Let's quickly, since I got you here, I want to ask you about E3 next week. You're excited about that? We've got some
sure.
good stuff going on. Let's
we
talk about that.
We have some great stuff going on, not just good stuff. We start on Tuesday evening, as you know, in Santa Monica, and we'll be doing the keynote.
Now, I want to just ask you for a second.
Yeah.
Did I read properly? This is the first time there's ever been an outdoor briefing?
It may well have been.
Yeah.
Clearly, we like to take chances, but I'm not sure that Santa Monica in July is much of a chance against the weather.
Precisely.
I don't think it's ever rained in July in Santa Monica, but no, we're going to go outdoors. We're going to be at the auditorium in Santa Monica High School. As soon as it goes dark, obviously, we're going to have a bunch of new stuff, mm-hmm. primarily focused, as always, on E3 on this holiday, but You're going to hear me say several times Tuesday night, I think we've got the best lineup ever for a holiday. And boy, when I look at the lineup, both first and third party, difficult to argue with that.
Now, I'm looking because you have long sleeves on, but I'm looking for the tattoo.
You know, it's funny. I was reading some blogs and forums yesterday once the sun went down here, what was a gorgeous July 4th in Seattle, and there's all kinds of betting if I'll have a tattoo, if not where, and then one blog determined that I'd probably get divorced by the end of the night from my wife because of my tattoos. So you just have to wait and see.
It's a different year this year. E3 kind of last year was the last of the big type of conventions. How does it feel going in this year where it's much smaller?
Well, I think it's a lot more focused on the business itself. And you're exactly right. It had become a huge convention. And for many people's money, it had, quite frankly, got out of control a little bit for the purposes of what we felt E3 needed to be, which was to bring a positive exposure to the industry itself, as well as for us that expend a lot of money in going there to do business. I don't think our industry needs exposure anymore. I think we're certainly deemed a tremendous part of the mass market entertainment mediums. And I also think, unfortunately, we'd lost the ability to do business there because of the size and magnitude, and quite frankly, sometimes the noise that had been E3. So from our point of view, we're going to be looking at this new E3 with great interest to see whether it's a lot more focused and a lot more business-oriented. But I think people shouldn't worry. I mean, we're bringing it home, as we always do, on Xbox Live Marketplace. People will get it. I believe G4 is broadcasting the keynote live.
And we'll be carrying that on Xbox.com.
Yeah, I mean, so people, no matter where you are, as long as you're connected somehow to live or to a television, if you're here in the U.S., I guess, you'll be able to see the keynote. And if you see the keynote, I think you'll get 90% of what we're talking about at E3.
What are you playing right now?
What am I playing right now? Actually, Forza 2.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Yeah. I actually had my son home for a few weeks before he went back to Berkeley to college, and he likes to build the cars, and I like to race them.
So. What are you racing?
Well, you know, I'll tell you an interesting little thing. I like to race the Aston Martin V12.
Right.
Because I think I told you they borrowed mine to put it on the dynamometer to get the exhaust noise and the engine noise. So it's very cool to sit in the living room and race the car. Race my own car, exactly right.
That's pretty phenomenal. Have you designed it or used the livery editor at all?
Yeah, you know, every now and again, because you can post that online to the auction house. I've done a couple under pseudonyms, so nobody knows it's me. But
sure.
Yeah. No takers, unfortunately, right now, but we'll see what happens.
Because, you know, I've asked you this all the time, and you've shied away from giving me the gamer tag for obvious reasons.
Yeah, for obvious reasons,
but I'm sure people would send you all sorts of cars.
Yeah, I like to fly under the radar on that one a little bit.
Have you played Overlord?
I have not, no.
You must.
No. I spent all last week in Europe, and so I've been away from Xbox and Xbox Live for about 7 or 8 days.
It's been a little disconnected.
And my wife would have killed me if I'd stayed inside playing yesterday on a day like it was.
Yeah, here. You don't travel with a console, because I know a lot of fans go out there and they travel with consoles.
I have enough trouble getting through airport security on a good day.
Well, wherever you go, I mean, whatever division you go to, they've got consoles, so that's the least thing you need to worry about.
Believe me, they don't have consoles in the French Horn in Sonning-upon-Thames, which is where we typically stay.
And if Peter Moore's going to a meeting and they don't have a console, there's hell to pay.
There is.
So anyway, Peter, I appreciate it. I know it's a busy day. I appreciate you talking to me about and my listeners about the Xbox 360 warranty extension. It's good news.
It is good news. And I think that if everybody, as I say, that's been affected, I want to pass on my apologies and apologies of the team here. As well, if they can have a little bit of patience as we roll through with these policies. It is going to take us a few days to obviously implement it around the world. So, but again, key is we're going to do right by our customers. They've been very loyal to us, and they deserve that loyalty back from us.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Larry.